This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
I'm going to preface this right now by saying this neighbor is about one of the worst types of neighbors I've ever seen in my life. Did you guys grow up with basketball courts at all in your house? A basketball court? You have a basketball hoop?
Yeah. We didn't have to ever worry about this living out in the sticks, though. Neighbors weren't a problem.
My house growing up in Beaverton was on the corner, so putting a basketball hoop there wasn't a problem, other than if somebody had a really errant shot, it could roll down the hill. That was the only issue we ever ran into. But, I mean, I think a lot of people grew up playing basketball in their yards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, very, very normal thing.
Our hoop is in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, even better.
At our current home.
I think from our front door, we can see three or four different hoops down the street.
If you've got a cul-de-sac, if you go in, I think, in just about just any cul-de-sac in the Portland metro area, you're probably going to find at least one basketball hoop.
Yes.
Like, that's just kind of how it goes. That's the gathering ground, as it were. If there's not multiple, then there's one that, and usually that family is very cool with everybody playing on it. Just don't break it.
If you have a basketball hoop out, you better be okay with everybody else playing on it.
Especially if it's like in the street kind of
basketball.
Yeah,
if it's on the sidewalk, yeah, go ahead and do it. If it's in your driveway,
it's a little dicier.
But you should be open and willing to, hey, if you want to shoot some hoops, you can shoot some hoops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't do any damage.
Just as long as it's not the kids who you think their parents will sue you if they get hurt.
Exactly. Which this feels like these parents or these people would be those people. A family, the Modigs, built a basketball hoop.
Where are we at here?
We're in St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri.
And we're in the nice area of St. Louis, judging by the pictures.
Okay.
There is a very nice area of St. Louis. There's a nice area, and then there's, oh, sweet Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's how St. Louis is kind of divided.
Isn't that where Clark had him roll up the windows?
Roll them up.
Yep, 100%. And this family put the basketball hoop in for their kids. It looked like they're 9 and 10.
Okay.
And they installed this, I want to say, 2 years ago. A year ago, a neighbor moved in and complained about the kids playing in the basketball court on their own driveway. The city came out and they found that the basketball hoop was indeed 6 inches too close to the property line of the other neighbor. Family said, bet. Well, hey, can we get this okay through the city to dig this up and move it in? And we'll gladly cooperate. No big deal. Doing the right thing.
Yep.
Like, if you're off by 6 inches, I think you were probably trying to do the right thing to begin with. You weren't trying to get six more inches there, but you were trying to abide by whatever rulings that you have.
Fine. If you guys are saying we're 6 inches too close and this is all that Karen has to stand on, then we will move the hoop 6 inches and we will make sure it's within code.
Cool. She has now since filed another motion and an injunction to prevent the kids from playing basketball in their own yard through the summer months because it is disruptive and dangerous because of the ball that sometimes ends up in their yard.
Stop. Just stop. stop. This is the worst of humanity. Like, right now, abroad, what do other countries think of Americans? Fat and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of what they think of us over here?
Fast food dummies.
We're going to sit there and we're going to tell children not to go outside, exercise, have some fun.
Be kids.
Play a sport. Enjoy their time in the outdoors because you feel that it's a danger to you that the ball may go into your yard every mm-hmm. now and again.
Adding up to this. So the family, the husband and the wife with the basketball hoop, the woman next door filed a restraining order against the husband, which was dismissed with prejudice.
Stop.
In other words, the judge said, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
Digging deeper into this last night, I found that the woman who lives next door is a former lawyer.
Oh.
So she is a litigious monster.
The worst kind of lawyers.
Yes.
Right there. Like, those are the ones that it's like, this is the fight that you're going to take up now, mm-hmm. is children playing basketball in their yard. I am so done with people like this. Look, when we put our basketball hoop up, we can move it. We roll it out into the cul-de-sac when kids want to play. I'll roll it out if some of the neighbor kids are shooting because there's kind of a tree when we push it back.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tree that can get in the way of your shot. So I'll roll it out into the cul-de-sac and kids will shoot hoops. We had one neighbor when we first put it out there that he wasn't a big fan of it, right? Because it was kind of loud. He has come out and been like, I absolutely love now that kids are out here. Kids are having fun. They're enjoying being outside and playing basketball. Like, he is actually
come around
and happy that the hoop is there. We also, because we have an HOA, there was new neighbors that moved in on a corner and they wanted to bring a basketball hoop and put it kind of do a same situation on the street. It's super dangerous. Like, it is really dangerous because cars come flying around the corner.
Corner.
It's
kind
of a blind spot if people are coming into the cul-de-sac. So they were told, like, sorry, you can't put up the hoop, which I kind of get in that spot. Mm-hmm. But guess what? They could come down, use our hoop. They want to bring their hoop down. We'll double hoop this thing.
Yeah.
We'll double hoop this son of a bee. Their hoop's actually nicer. So I'm actually going to go over there and we'll be like, hey, if you just want to bring your hoop in, I'm good, man.
Yeah.
Like, we are...
Because you're on the closed side of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, yeah, we're on the closed side. And there is something about, like, we just watched The Sandlot in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, like, on the 4th of July when they go to the ballpark and they play under the fireworks and all that stuff. That is awesome. And, like, Sandlots don't exist anymore because if there's a vacant lot, it's going to get developed really quickly. But when they're running out of the house to go to the sandlot, you see, like, there's a cul-de-sac and they're having the block party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is one of the coolest things when you can have a block party, everybody is together, or just kids out playing in the cul-de-sac. Like, Nerf gun fights are out there. They'll do, and it looks awful when it happens, but it also makes my heart warm. They'll get the sidewalk chalk out and it looks like, I don't know, driving down 84 when you're looking on both sides, like it's been tagged all over the place, right? But it's the next time it rains, guess what? It's all gone. And
look,
kids are outside having fun.
Look, window will get broken every now and then. I played lacrosse and I used to play wall ball playing lacrosse at my house. And one time when I had just restrung a new stick. And when you do that, like, you've got a pattern and everything goes with it, but, like, you can get kind of a weird catch point.
Yeah.
And I had a weird catch on the, like, one of the first couple of throws. I was like, okay, it feels good. And then it caught and it whipped up and hit the window, broke the window. My parents were mad, but they were like, were you intentionally, like, trying to hit up high? And I was like, no. I was like, I showed them, like, a new stick. And they, look, I had to chip in the allowance and all that kind of stuff. But, like, stuff happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, occasionally you get a dent in the car and when the ball goes wild or a kid stumbles and falls and, you know, that's life. And it sucks. As long as you take care of it, you take care of it. This isn't like, this person's house isn't getting maliciously damaged.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Look, I had some just absolutely ridiculous neighbors when I was growing up that, like, they were the kind of people. Do you ever see Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah.
That they hung from, like, the little thing with the magnifying glass, like, over the grass. They, like, competed in, like, yard competitions. Like, there was never a speck of grass that was ever out of the way. And the way our house was set up on the corner lot, all this stuff was on the other side of the house. But heaven forbid you go anywhere near that yard. It was just,
yeah.
Epic.
And there, like, there is like an element of this where it's like, if your yard is like competition level, which to each their own.
Yeah, look, I'm saying
that's your thing.
That's what they did.
Then, like, every kid in the neighborhood should know. Like, yeah.
And if you're the parents that have that, you put a freaking net up.
Yeah,
like you do
but
whatever.
But I have a feeling
can.
This Karen would,
no matter what,
she would sue because the net now looks
prohibits,
terrible.
Yeah, it looks, like, terrible. Prohibits the sunlight or whatever.
Get out of here. But if there is anything that ever happens, like I know that at some point my kids are going to, like, wreck somebody's plant. And this text on the fan text line, I do agree that if a ball goes in their yard and you damage a plant, then you need to go ask to get the ball and offer to replace the plant. 100%. Like, you need, as parents, you need to be ready for that, which it sounds like these parents are, if they're willing to, like, tear up their driveway to move the hoop 6 inches in just so their kids can shoot hoops, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, there's a give and take in all of this. It's called being a neighbor.
Yeah.
I hate neighbors like this.
These are the worst kind of people. These are the Karens that are out there. That, look, when I say that everybody needs to get smacked in the face, look, you don't put your hands on women, but metaphorically, you want the whole neighborhood to come together and be like, you need to go.
You need to move.
You
ma'am.
Need to go.
You need to move.
You need to move somewhere where,
here's what you do.
All of you selfish, put all of those selfish, self-centered monsters in the same neighborhood and let them just go full Joker, break the pool cue and see what happens.
You know what somebody needs to do?
Mm.
They need to organize a basketball parade through that neighborhood where you get as many damn people as you can just to dribble past that woman's house one day. Just, could you imagine getting like 1,000 people bouncing just a basketball? Just a parade of basketballs to show the support of this family.
I like that passive aggressiveness. That's right up my alley.
See how many people you can get out there dribbling two balls too.
Yes. Register on the Richter scale kind of a deal.
Yeah. Just have a dribbling.
Mm.
Just go in, dribble right past that house, and then everybody goes and shoots a hoop on the neighbor's hoop, which is now up to code,
mm-hmm.
moved in that 6 inches, far enough away from the property.
And there's an injunction filed on their kids, not anybody else.
That's right. We just had a layup line. I don't know what you're talking about.
That would be tremendous. Have a layup line that just, like, go, like, it looks like you're trying to get into the Drew League when the NBA is on strike.
Yeah.
Just a line a mile long.
That's what I'm talking about.
It'll be really cool. It's too bad there's not an NBA franchise close by. should have an NBA team show up.
Oh, I caught the neighbor's yard on fire once with fireworks. My buddy and I redid their whole yard because we felt bad. Yeah, good on you.
Yeah.
You probably should. You catch their lawn on fire?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I went around once during the 4th of July in the neighborhood in Wilsonville, and they used to put like these little like 8-inch American flags for the 4th of July in everyone's yard. Me and a buddy scooped up probably 400 of them and planted them in our church pastor's front yard in the middle of the night.
Why?
We were bored. Intrusive thoughts.
In Wilsonville?
Yeah. I was staying over at his house. He lived in Wilsonville.
Oh my gosh, dude.
There was like literally 400 8-inch flags in his front yard. It looked like somebody aerated his grass.
Did the church pastor?
Yeah.
So not even like another friend of yours?
Well, no. Like,
just the church pastor?
No, we had a good relationship with him. Like, I mean, we were on him all the time. Went to Mexico with him every year to go work in an orphanage. Like,
I'm more stunned by your moral compass that you went to church.
I know, right? Hide in plain sight, baby.
Got to see what he's up against.
Yeah, you know? Like I said, it's hide in plain sight.
Did your skin burn when you walked in?
Nah, man. I got protection.
It's a little lightning outside.
Yeah, you know.
That is a good joke.
Coming from in the house.
That is a good joke to do to your friends. I mean, yeah. We forked a yard, and I mean, we would do.
It was 400 or 500 of these things.
We'd mess around.
There were so many.
A bunch of people woke up real mad at you guys for taking all those out of the yard. Yeah.
We didn't put them back.
Oh no way.
No.
Yeah. Well, no. Kids are gonna kid.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun.
Did the pastor have to do it?
I don't know. I should ask him. What'd you do with all those? Remember when we flagged your yard? He looked so patriotic. It'd be really funny to do that to somebody now, especially like somebody who's really anti-Trump. Just put like
just American flag them.
Just 500 flags in their front yard. Be like, see, I want to
be a choice.
You know?
Yeah.
You know. Have a little bit of fun with it.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.